Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations!
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I'm looking out the window. I'm actually gazing out the official weather window here in the former Plaque Shack. Got people out there walking around with metal sticks chasing a ball. Good. Good for them. We're going to have lovely weather this weekend. Honest to God, when's the last time I had a chance to say that? Partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday, with highs between 70 and 75. You tell me that's not a get-outside kind of a day. And relatively low humidity. I love it. 5:05 this afternoon, Jason Mayar is the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth, is going to be on with us. It is interesting to listen to some of the reaction to last night's debate. We've got a couple more snippets here. I'm leaving it in the very competent hands of Jeremy. Let me just mention this first, Jerm. Because they just did the list of the top 10 Halloween costumes. And it just hit me. It's like, oh my God, Jeff, your kids really are old. Because I didn't know the top 8 of the top 10. No idea who those characters were. Had to get down to what, 9 and 10? 9, where it was Elphaba from Wicked. Okay, that's cool. Love Elphaba. I like Glinda, but, you know, I like them both. And, of course, for me, love the wizard. Because the wizard, you know, the wizard knows a guy. I'll tell you that right now. He knows a lot of guys. Mostly munchkins. But he knows a lot of guys, the wizard does. And then number 10 was the Lorax from Dr. Seuss. All right, so that I know. My costume this year, people have asked, Sam Newsman. I just figured I would go as the number one morning radio personality in Central Virginia. So I am going as Sam Newsman. Yeah, that's true. The guy's been reporting since Roswell, most trusted puppet in media. All right, Jerm, if you would, please. Stop. Jeremy has made his little conversation. I have no idea what it was. And Jeremy, don't play it for me because I have absolutely no interest. Why? Because unless it happens with you between 3 and 6, I don't believe it exists. But I think he's making that whole conversation this morning into his ringtone. Really kind of twisted. Jeremy, would you just give me the second cut from last night's debate, please?
And I find it a little bit stunning that today you say one of the pillars of your public safety platform is protecting children. Were you protecting Jennifer's children when you said you wanted to see them die in their mother's arms? How can anybody who's ever worked in any of the crimes against children, all of the areas of federal and state local law department, how can they ever take you seriously, be the top prosecutor, knowing that you view that children should die to advance a political agenda? It's unconscionable, and if you were truly sorry, you would not be running for this office because you disqualified yourself.
Mr. Delegate Jennings, I'll give you 15 seconds in rebuttal.
I just want to say that Jason had a chance to sue the Trump administration to protect money that was going to go into our law enforcement communities here in Virginia, and he didn't do it. Because time and time again, 50 chances, he still hasn't done it. Law enforcement, K-12 funding, workers, the list goes on and on. I think all of those people are wondering when exactly you're going to step up and protect them.
Attorney General Meyers, 15 seconds to any response.
There he goes again. 15 times he said the name of the president, not one time has he said the name of victim. That tells me he's a politician, not a prosecutor. He's never prosecuted a day in his life. That's the reason why law enforcement has said he has disqualified himself. Virginians, we could do better than a left-wing politician trying to seek a promotion.
Yeah, exactly. Blah, 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 Trump. Yada, 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 Trump. That must have been early in the debate, because Jason Meagher said he had, Jay Jones has said Trump 15 times. I stopped counting at 40, honest to gosh. You know, I got to 20 and I thought, now, I've run out of fingers, I've run out of toes. I don't know if this goes, oh, there's 21, what the heck am I going to do? And I stopped at 40. So if you kept an accurate count, let me know. You can text me on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, Jay Jones reminds me a lot of LeVar Stoney, all wind and no sail, no substance. They're legends in their own minds. Couldn't disagree with you at all, Roxana. Roxana goes on to say, and boy, that Dr. Bob Holdsworth, he sure is pushing for the Democrats. Yeah, well, that's what he does. That's what he always does. So again, I know that some people probably find him pleasant to chat with, and he probably is a pleasant guy. I don't know. But looking to him for any sort of legit analysis or insight, no, not interested. Jason rocked the debate. The moderator was excellent. Have a great weekend, Roxana. Well, Roxana, let me say this to you. Have a great weekend. And you're right. Jason was spot on. Once again, here's the difference. Jason prosecuted that debate last night. That's what that was. That was a guy who has been in a courtroom and has had to lay out a case in front of a jury or in front of a judge. Here are the facts. Here are when things happened. Here are the things that happened. That's the guy who did those things. Very straightforward. Totally honest. And once again, he brought the receipts. Timestamps, man. And the moderator, again, I don't know who he was. I think he was from the Virginia State Bar Association. I'm sure Charles Pyle not only knows who he was, he can probably tell me where he grew up and what his favorite color is. So maybe Charles will enlighten me. I don't know, but he was excellent. He was spot on. We have one more, right, where Jay Jones tries to explain some of his irresponsible, dangerous, reckless behavior.
I was held accountable, and several years ago I made very grave mistakes, but I was held accountable not just by the people in my party, but by the Virginia State Police, where I had completed a very rigorous driver improvement course, paid a substantial fine, and completed the terms of the community service as outlined and approved by the New Kent Commonwealth Attorney's Office and the judge in that county. I have been held accountable.
The reality is that Jay Jones was in court for going 116 miles an hour on Interstate 64. Four people were in court that day were going roughly the same speed. Three of those four people got suspended or active jail sentence. But Jay Jones is a politician, and he asked the court not to give him any of that, to give him community service. And instead, we now know he misled the court. That community service, it wasn't done for a charity. It was done for his own political action committee that he controlled.
Yep. Yep. He got a special set of conditions because he's a political guy. He's a politician. Comes from a big-time political family. Now I want to know what the Commonwealth's attorney out in New Kent County is doing. Because now that we know Jay Jones spent 500 of his so-called community service hours working for Jay Jones and the Jay Jones Committee to elect Jay Jones, hey, to me, that doesn't quite sound like community service. Sounds to me like this guy is a good 500 hours short on the 1,000 hours of community service. And if I were the Commonwealth's attorney, if I were the sheriff or the state police or anybody else with an investigative union, I think I would kind of look into those other 500 hours of the 1,000 hours of community service and see exactly where he was and what he did. This guy couldn't pass the background check to get hired as an assistant Commonwealth's attorney. He couldn't pass the background check to be hired as an associate attorney general. Well, hell, man, he couldn't be hired as a deputy sheriff or a police officer in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So who in their right mind would make him the chief prosecutor, the chief law enforcement officer of my beloved Commonwealth? That's my question to you. It's 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, and we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Stan Drewski is going to join us at 4:35. My brother from another mother, who, of course, hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andrewski. Happens every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Now, I sometimes get the opportunity to hang out and have fun, and I can't do it this Saturday because I got some other, I got something else I got to do. That's all. I'm doing some speaking stuff and blah, 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 book signing, all that cool stuff. Anyway, but Stan will be here and he'll do a great job. But Stan's going to be with us at 4:35. Looking forward to that. Jason Miaris is going to be here at 5:05. And what did I tell you about Charles Pyle? Did I not tell you that Charles Pyle would know exactly who that guy was, who was the moderator? Brett Marston, the president of Virginia State Bar. All right, so I was half right. I said he was connected to the state bar. I knew that part. But he did a great job. Wow. Counselor Brett Marston. I have no idea what sort of legal stuff he does. And I don't know how he would be, you know, like putting contracts together or something. But in front of a judge, whew, man, he was on fire. So kudos, hats off to Brett Marston, president of the Virginia State Bar. Who knows? Maybe he'll go into another line of work. He could be the debate moderator for any debate anywhere. I also said Charles Pyle, being the unbelievable reporter that he is, would probably know the guy's favorite color. Guess what? He doesn't. All right. Charles Pyle, not nearly the talented journalist I thought he was. How could he not know his favorite color? Charles, here's what I'm going to say to you. Take a look in your newsroom. You got Sarah Huffman. You got Eileen Abbott. Put one of them on the case. I want to know Marston's favorite color. I think it's vitally important. 804 says, hey, Jeff, there is good news for Jay Jones. He would pass the background check to be a gun-carrying police officer out there in Illinois. Yeah, sadly, that's true. That's true. They had an illegal alien. ICE just locked this guy up. Thank God. A guy who is, by definition, a criminal, had been hired and was working, actively working as a police officer in Illinois. That's the kind of nonsense you've got going on out there. One of the many reasons I wouldn't want to live in Illinois. I did have a great conversation today with the folks at Carlson Financial. You know, every Monday I tell you about how they're my financial planners. Carl is he's my chief financial advisor and planner. And he's got a whole team, which is great. So people sometimes think I'm joking about that. It's not. No, that's absolutely true. So I was over at the office today for a meeting and we're discussing certain things. And it's to me, it's always fascinating because there's good news, which believe me, I appreciate. Hey, you know, your hard work these last, I don't know, almost 60 years or whatever, or 50 years, however long I've been, whatever it is. Congratulations. You've made some money. And thanks to us, we've taken that money and we've grown it and we've got you past this really cool benchmark, man, that, believe me, as a kid growing up in a row home in Northeast Philadelphia, I never thought I'd be able to use terms like these guys are using with me. Never. Are you kidding me? My first job, I made $1 an hour. And I used to go home at the end of the week with $70 or $80 in my pocket. And then after they say all this nice stuff and talk about, well, you know, your personal value and blah, blah. And by the way, now let's spend the next hour and a half talking about when you are dead. Thanks, guys. It's 426. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Second opinion, we're not going to charge you for that. If you want to bring it in, we'll be glad. Or in some cases, some people will send us even invoices and say, hey, does this look right? What would you do? Sometimes people are out of town and they can't get it back to us, which our warranty gives you, a 3 or 36,000 mile warranty and nationwide. So you're able to, even these shops are trusted that we send you to. I haven't visited all of them. Right. And so sometimes we'll get a question, even locally, hey, you know, I'm on the other side of town now. I brought it here and these guys are saying, I need this. Does this look good? Or can I bring it over for a second opinion? The answer is absolutely yes. We're not going to charge you again for the same diagnosis you just paid for, whether they had it right or wrong. And so we love being able to do that. And on the air, I try to do the same thing. I try to give you guys advice. And believe it or not, Jeff, we were a little concerned on if I'd be able to help over the phone. But I feel like we've done a pretty good job the last 4.5 years. So we've gotten some really good feedback from our listeners. And, man, it's just so much fun to do this and sit in there and in Central Virginia, some of the nicest people, believe it or not, guys, in our Commonwealth. And here's the thing. When they're calling, I'm not worried about what political party they are, and they aren't worried about which one I am. We just have, oh, my gosh, it's become this, like, ugh, where you just can't even listen to it anymore. Just what happened to people just having a good time? And so that's what we're here to do tomorrow. Call in, text me, any car questions. Let's talk about, I don't care, send me your chili recipes, too. I want to hear all about that stuff.
All right.
Love it.
Well, it is great stuff. And again, I want to remind everybody, during the week, you're going to find Stan and the crew at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico.
Lakeside?
As well as Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And Saturday mornings, the best weekend radio show anywhere is right here in the garage with Stan Andruski. You know, Stan, I want to salute Certified Auto Repair once again, top three auto repair facilities here in Central Virginia as determined by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Yeah, and man, like I said before, it's such an honor that you guys would think to ever vote for me for anything. And now, of course, they're voting for all of the great technicians and parts managers, employees we have that realistically have huge families throughout Central Virginia, and a lot of you guys know them and have relationships with them too, so thank you for that. And also I just want to mention one more thing, guys. I was at Cadillac today looking at Escalades, and it's so nice to know that we have a choice still to buy EVs or if we want to buy nice, beautiful gasoline vehicles that still are much easier to fill up. I'm not saying EVs are bad, but now we have a choice, and honestly the next guest helped us push for that. So I want to say thank you very much for that. Not politically again, just it was the right thing to do. You can't make people, a lot of people wouldn't be able to ever afford an EV, and you can't make that a mandate, especially in our state. So very thankful for those efforts, and just want to remind everybody that Jason was part of that. So just want to say thank you to Jason ahead of time, and I'll see all you guys tomorrow. Thank you, Jeff. Love you, Central Virginia.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Mr. Andrewski.
I'm not gone.
No. Listen to me. No. You can't go anywhere because just you being here has prompted three separate questions from three separate people, and you're going to have to answer them now. First of all, Jim in Chesterfield says, hey, look, Stan, I tried cleaning the leaves from my cow, and he kicked me. Can you give me any advice a day early? Jim, tune in tomorrow for the cow catching tips. And from RDA says, thank you, Jeff, and thanks to Stan about the invisible glass. I would go to his place if he had one on the south side. Hint, hint. And
trying.
Yeah, 804 says, can you please ask Stan, is the candy oil change thing still going on? Well, is it?
Well, here's the deal. We had till today, but I'll tell you, if you make a call over there, you let them know that I said it, they'll set it up for you still for next week, and we'll make sure they get Longdale gets that. It's at Arts Automotive. Okay. That's the shop that's participating. That's the one closest. That's who you set it up. Call them. Say, Stan said, if I call, set up an appointment, I can still get this deal. So the answer is yes.
Okay.
And if for some reason they say no for some reason, I'll call them today and make sure they call you back and tell you yes.
Okay.
How about that?
Fair enough. Now, the only downside to tomorrow's show, I'm going to tell everybody up front, because, you know, Stan, I have friends who are, they're wholesale distributors for black electrical tape, and their sales surge Saturday mornings when I'm on the show, and they won't be selling nearly as much black electric. But you guys who know how to fix stuff, go ahead, just show off tomorrow. Everybody will be happy, I promise you.
Well, I mean, you can't just cover up check engine lights and warning lights with black electrical tape anymore. That's what he's talking about, guys.
Yeah. Like,
that's what he's. And if your car's messing up while it's cold in the morning, his answer is wait till it warms up before you drive it. But he's very good to help me with doing the show. I'm not the best with the radio, but his advice for car care, you just got to be careful.
Exactly. Please, if you want your car to operate properly, the very last thing you want to do is listen to any of my advice, except that you should visit Certified or Arts, and they will help you out. Stan, if nothing else, my brother, I will be listening tomorrow, and always appreciate you dropping by on a Friday afternoon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Is Stan Andrewski, truly the best of the best. Think the world of that guy. I love that guy. I do remind people that I demoted him from friend to family a number of years ago, and that simply means that when he comes over, he can get his own doggone coffee. Why should I pour it? He knows where the cream is in the fridge. I don't have to get it. That's what happens when you get demoted from family to friend. Absolutely love Stan, man. I'll tell you, you want to talk about a true Central Virginia treasure? That's the guy right there. So tomorrow morning, there won't be anybody to suck up to him or say nice things, so he's going to need you there starting at 8 o'clock in the morning in the garage with Stan Andrewski. And I can guarantee you, if you've got car questions, not only does he have car answers, he has legitimate car answers. Like, I can give you car answers all day long, but again, if you're listening to me, forget about it. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Man, Barack Obama looks old. I'm just telling you, because I don't know what the algorithm is at X now, but I'm getting all of the Democrat stuff. Well, I got to stay on top of stuff. I mean, I really do. And so I sign up for all the mailings and I follow all of them just so I know exactly what the other side is doing. And all I can say is this. For the guy whose pitch was, hey, I'm young, I'm cool, I'm hip, you're not. And it's really, really interesting to see Obama, as young as he is, relatively speaking, doing so little that matters in this day and age, and seeing a guy like Donald Trump, who is 77 years old, doing so much, considerably more vibrant and working really, really
really hard. Really, really, really hard to undo the nonsense that Barack Obama foisted upon the United States. It's actually great in a weird sort of a way. So that's the only reason I was distracted. Barack Obama popped up on my screen looking like somebody who's, he just doesn't get the love and attention he used to. And you can tell that he really misses it. Some people are kind of needy that way. I don't know. I know, of course, I'm sitting here just about all by myself, right, in a room, in a studio, talking to you, hoping against hope you'll listen to me. So maybe I'm not the guy to pass judgment on that, but it's just fascinating to see how desperate Obama has become for any sort of a validation in this day and age. Attorney General Jason Meares is going to be with us at 5:05, and we will be talking about his qualifications to be rehired as Attorney General. I don't know that they could ever have been questioned, but this Jay Jones character has been out there running, and Jay Jones is just, I mean, I hate to say it, but he's not a good person. Not only is he incredibly unqualified for the job, when you talk about putting two bullets into the head of a coworker, when you talk about having children die in their mother's arms because it'll change someone's opinion, no. You're disqualified from being AG, and you know what? You're just not a good person. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.